right, welcome to the program, or welcome back, or good morning, or good afternoon, you know, all the good stuff. We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you want your loan options, you like to check them out, you like to adjust payments and closing costs online in real time, you can, because Rocket can. All right, starting off hour number two, some quick reaction to some of the things in the first hour. Alan in Raleigh, quote, "Is there a market with worse callers than Chicago? Jesus, Mark, and Dr. Dave are all pretty awful." Hey, Dave, what's going on? How are you? Go ahead, Doc. You're on the air.
Jim, how's it going?
Good, good. What's up?
Hey, Jim, how's it going?
Still good. What's up?
Hey, not much, man. I hope you and Alvin got your flu shots and got a war the best new jungle scope out there, the wood scope. Sorry for the late response, Vic, but unlike you, my position in this world has something of substantial community value. While you spend your time perfecting the perfect selfie, I spend my day recovering, saving dying children. Oh, sorry, Jim. I'm done.
You don't like that call. What a legend. What an iconic call. That guy saves dying children. That guy spends his days saving dying children. He nearly died himself during the call. So Alan's got a pretty good point. He says, quote, "Is there a market with a worse collection of callers than Chicago? Jesus, Mark, and Dr. Dave are all pretty awful." Well, Dr. Dave is for sure. Mark's actually pretty funny, just not today. Canadian Hitman, nah, I'm not going to read that. Carlin Prescott, yeah, I'm not going to read that. I think I'll just keep moving it right along. 3 days until the smack-off. If it feels like we had a short smack-off season, it's because we had a short smack-off season. Like, I can't believe it. We are only 3 days away from the big day. 3 days away from me turning this entire program over to the very best callers on the planet for the 27th consecutive year. 3 days away from one of those callers beating back the rest, ripping the five gur, and being crowned the king of smack. Now, the Champions Club is very small. The multiple Champions Club is even smaller. And the guy that I'm about to give the player profile treatment to today is in even more rarefied air than all that. Let me drop some data on you. 14 callers have won the smack off. Think about that for a minute. 27 events and just 14 winners. Of those 14, six have done it more than once. But only three legends have three or more straps. Shawnee the Cablin Asian, Brad in Corona, and your defending champ, Lef in Laguna, a.k.a. the Laguna Beach Bully. Now, Lef is not just a three-time champ. Get right down to it. He is one of the most prolific champs of all time. Three smack-offs to his name in only 7 years in the event. Think about that, too. Three wins in 7 years. Here's part of his winning call from smack-off 26.
Shawnee, so not a good look when the bridal party arrives on a cattle trailer and the audience starts bidding during the maid of honor speech. But my biggest concern, whoever was staying in that hotel room below yours, wondering if the bed Big Sean is making love on is going to come crashing through the ceiling like you're the Kool-Aid guy.
Now, if you're wondering, will the three-time champ be back to defend his crown? Of course he will. In fact, he already RSVP'd a few weeks back.
So you know I'm going to be there, dude. Can't wait. For my fourth ring, Jimmy, I want to get it sized for my middle finger. To all the haters that didn't vote for me as best caller ever in your Twitter poll, I find it interesting I received only 9% of the votes despite winning 50% of the smack-offs I've ever been in. Mark and Holly would love the RSVP where you fat-punned my name 600 times, which is exactly the same thing you did in last year's smack-off. Mark, the only thing fat about me is my wallet from winning this thing so many times, right? I mean, did I miss the memo that it was opposite day or something? Because Dude, if so, you're super tall, you're really handsome, have a totally normal hairline, and teeth that are proportionate to the size of your head. Let me tie a nice bow on this one. You've been talking all month about history being made this year. We got our game 7, dude. It's 3-3 between Brad and I the last 6 years. And Jimmy, like Rick and Buffalo's 5-speed hatchback and Brad and Corona's man purse, I'm absolutely clutch.
Left. This dude, he does feel like the face of the new generation clone, right? And in a way, he is. But don't get it twisted. He's been doing this longer than it seems. You go back over a half a decade, he's called in with lots of different thoughts, lots of different takes, and one very irreverent take on the Little League World Series.
Little League World Series. Rome, we got 11 and 12-year-olds still trading their molars to the Tooth Fairy for a 20. We got shortstops hiding their Playboys under second base. We got inside the infield home runs, ground outs to deep center. But, Jim, don't get me wrong, there's some legit hot moms in the stands for this. And, you know, this is the one event each year that Brent Musburger actually agrees to work without compensation. Rome, seriously, these moms are working the TV cameras harder than Bob Crane on a blind date at a Motel 6. Hey, I'm really looking forward to every kid named Tristan, Stryker, Keenan, and Caden hitting 960 and launching 210-foot taters over the wall.
Tend to forget about that take, right? How many of you had forgotten about that one? Now, listen to me carefully because I want to make this very clear. Leffen Laguna is not just a jungle legend. He is a jungle game changer, all right? This guy's done some things that we had never seen before and we'll never see again. He pushed the boundaries in unthinkable ways. He took the smack off to new heights, literally and figuratively. Remember back in 2015 when he made his call from a helicopter.
And Jim, you can probably hear the Eurochopter EC-125 buzzing in the background. But I bet you can probably hear it even better because I'm right outside the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio for reals. Jim, that blue chopper right outside the window, that's me. Riding Shotguns Randall, he washed your windows 4 weeks ago. And our pilot trending on Twitter today, Captain Steve Wonder.
You have to understand, that was not some sound effect. That was legit. My man literally went up in a helicopter. And at that time, nobody was doing anything like that at all. I walked out of the studio and took a look down the hallway, and I looked out my window, and he was there. The chopper buzzing was something else, something different, something revolutionary, and it was only a sign of the things to come. Since that phone call, Leff has stormed the studio twice, recreated a legendary 1990s Sports Illustrated photo shoot during a smack-off call, resurrected legends that I had not seen or heard from in 20 years that I thought were already in the ground, impersonated my horse, Straight Fire, sucked air from a helium balloon, and got cameos from the likes of Henry Winkler, Ron Say, Larry Brown, Holly Robinson Pete, Cato Kalin, The Butter Knife, Michael Franzese, and Rich Ackerman.
It's time for your sports update. My man Rich Ackerman's got it. Rich?
CBS Sports Radio. Sports Flash. All right, Left. Breaking news we're following out of the Inland Empire. Corona police arrested a man-child today after discovering his elaborate plans to impersonate several different people using the same voice and wacky cartoon sounds in order to fraudulently win a radio contest.
Hang on. I got another call coming in. Hello?
Hi, it's Larry Brown. Congratulations, Jim, on all the success, and I love the show. But you have to stop prank calling me. I don't want the Jim membership.
Hey, Jim, Straight Fire here. Sorry if I sound a bit hoarse, but I'm here to RSVP for Leff and Laguna. Just make sure Leff doesn't have the combination to the paddock on the door. Track me. I'm Oak.
That's right, Leff. I'm Lee Hacksaw Hamilton, and I want to talk Chargers soccer with you.
Hey, Leff. Henry Winkler here. Just want to touch base before Smack Off 24. How great is it that it's on TV this year? I've written down July 20th, and I'm storming the studio. And I'm bringing with me
my award.
Hi, Lef. Ron Say here. Hey, Lef, would you give Rome a message for me, please? Would you tell Jim to stop sending his fan base out to stalk me? Oh, so you think this is funny?
Yeah!
Dumbass.
The Penguin! My man, my idol growing up was Ron Say. That was an amazing moment. Brad and Corona can call Lef a gimmicky little bitch. They're rivals. It's gamesmanship. They're trying to intimidate each other. I'd expect nothing less. Brad can call him a gimmicky little bitch. And it's hilarious. But none of you can, because you're not in the arena. And you can't tell me you're not ridiculously entertained. I mean, it's ridiculous. You are not ridiculously entertained by Lef.
Kind of ridiculous.
It's free. Are you not entertained? You're a straight-up liar if you say you're not entertained by this guy. Lef smack-off calls are can't-miss radio because you've got no idea what's about to happen. Who knows what this dude's going to do? Setting the bar where he set it is incredibly difficult, but continually raising it is nearly impossible because of what he's already done. Again, this is a guy who has changed the game. I had to change the rules to the game when a bunch of players complain that he's local. We can't afford to do that. We don't have the means to do that. We don't have that kind of accessibility. He has an unfair competitive advantage in being able to storm the studio where we can't do that. So I had to ban studio storming. He literally got me to change the rules. You know, kind of like Wilt Chamberlain. I've got to raise the basket because old Lef is just throwing down on everybody. So I changed the rules. I banned studio storming, and he still wins the smack-off last year anyway. What I'm saying is this. Lef is so much better than a lot of you want to admit. If just being a gimmicky little bitch was all it took to win this thing, then gimmicky little bitches would win it every single year. And he's far from that. He's far from the only one to try to incorporate a gimmick or two into a phone call. Trust me, others have tried it, and it's gone really badly for them. No names mentioned. Mark in Boston. Remember when he brought in Bill Romanowski last year?
Guess what?
Do you think, on top of that, do you really think it's that easy to just round up 20 strangers and get them into my studio at the exact same time and then execute the call perfectly on live radio? Do you think that? Hell out of here with that. And again, I banned all of that after he did it a second time, and he still won after it got banned, or I changed the rules. So, put some respect on this guy. Give this guy the respect that he has earned. In fact, he has more than earned your respect.
I don't care where and when the smack-off is. You could hold that thing yesterday and I'll show up and win it. Effective immediately. I have hereby fired Team Lef, all the writers, all the producers. Jimmy, they're just straight fired. Hey, Gino, thanks for that five-minute RSVP that you won't be calling Friday. Remind me not to invite you to a party you can't attend because I don't need to read a nine-page regret letter. I do know what Benny and Wisco and Cheese have in common. They both stink worse than a Dane Cook butt biscuit.
Caleb, I'd call more if I was like you. You know, no friends, no offspring, no access to sunlight. And if my mom did my laundry and laid it out of my race car bed. It's National Bring Your Dog to Work Day. So, Tyler and Edmonton, don't forget to roll down the window for your girlfriend on your way to work.
And Mike, saying things twice isn't cool. Saying things twice isn't cool.
Rick Pitino, what type of beer is this vampire drinking anyways? Budweiser? And Romy, I'm not saying rigor mortis is fully set in yet, but dude hasn't looked this stiff since he devoured that taco at that Italian restaurant.
Did you see a helmet chipped the tooth of Aaron Judge? How in the hell did a helmet even find a tooth in this guy's gap mouth? And with that jack-o'-lantern mouth, people in New York have already started calling him Mr. October 31st.
Did you know Joe Burrow is just the command Richard Gere shouts to his pet gerbil named Joe?
War Jacksonville Jaguars, Shahid Khan sporting that big brown lip sweater that looks like he gave him Najee Davenport. Was this fight put on by Bellator or the Belly Tour? I mean, for God's sakes, Chael, have a take and suck in. Congrats on getting the show on SiriusXM. I mean, how cool is it that Sam Cassell and Willie McGee can now listen to me on extraterrestrial radio? And Jimmy, how great is it that SmackOff falls in the only week without any pro sports? I mean, who scheduled this thing? Brad and Crona? I mean, dude has less interest in opening the sports section than Shaq Griffin has in opening a pickle jar.
Brad, if the point of your pictures last year was to prove Americans are not all fat, maybe tell Reggie to keep his fat ass out of the reflection of your Ray-Ban.
Brad versus the field? Dude, unless your nickname for me is The Field, I assume you're referencing his white trash backyard. Gimmicky little snitch.
Romy, I guess it's true. There's heroes and there's legends. Heroes do chopper calls, bust down studio doors, and leave their capes behind, but legends bridge the gap that's the size of Aaron Judge's teeth between old school and new school and collect back-to-back smack-off titles. Legends never die, Romy.
Hey, want to bet, punk?
Whoa, whoa, Terrence, put the gun down.
Hey, Bert says hello. Damn, I'm out of bullets.
Time to die. I'm out.
There is your champ. The current reigning king of smack. Last year and two other years. That is one of the best and most decorated callers in jungle history. Put some respect on that. Give this guy his due. Give him his respect. He's won it three times in 6 years. I will see you in 3 days, champ. 1-800-636-8686. Mark is reacting to what I said. Mark in Boston. Quote, the Romo thing was an honest mistake, okay? Okay. It doesn't mean that it wasn't a mistake. Hey, Mark, you got to turn the page, man. Always forward, never bark, eh? Always forward, never back, eh, Mark? Yeah, Romo, you're the one who keeps bringing it up. Yeah, it was a pretty big mistake. Now, I'm just saying, you have to take chances day of, right? You can't play it safe. You can't be conservative. You have to take chances, but the line is getting so fine. It's so fine because you have to take your shots. You got to be aggressive. You got to put yourself out there, but you can't be reckless. There's a difference between being aggressive and being reckless. A difference between being aggressive and being irresponsible. The line, by the way, the line may move a little. I mean, certainly you can get away with saying things 5 years ago that you could never say right now. And I understand this. I know it because I live it. I've done this. I do this for a living. Bill Deemer tweets, that might be the best line from Left and Laguna. Jim, you gotta stop crank calling me. I don't want the gym membership. Left is great.
And I love the show. But you have to stop crank calling me. I don't want the gym membership.
Hey, Jim. Does that make Left great or does that make Larry Brown great? Larry Brown, man, that was amazing that he did that.
Larry Brown.
I don't know what's better, that or my idol Ron Say trying to get me to pull my people off of him.
Oh, so you think this is funny?
Yeah!
Dumbass.
Randall and the Penguin. With a dumbass blast. Ryan in Sacktown reacts, quote, damn, I need to change my pick. That smack was nasty. That's what I'm talking about. Like, how do you forget? How do you forget that soon? He won last year. He's a three-time champ. How can you forget that soon?
Time to die.
At Apple Pasta tweets, Jim, that call from Left a few years back remains one of the most incredible moments in the jungle. I still can't believe he got Larry Brown, Ron Say, the Fonz, and Terrence to help him that time. Incredible. It was, too. All right, so who you got? That is your defending champ and three-time champ. 1-800-636-8686. It's like a short timeout. Phone lines are open. Still ahead, Pierre McGuire. And we will have that at 11:40, or the last segment today. This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the world is throwing everything it has at you, and in order to succeed, you need someone to guide you through. That's what Dell Technologies advisors do. They have the tech advice to help you navigate whatever challenges you're up against and get you safely to where you want to be. So for advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops, powered by Intel Evo platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL, 877-ASK-DELL.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
Jacob in NorCal on the bump back. Smack off predictions. Y'all have done a pretty good job with your videos. Saturday, a full day and night of sports beginning at 1 Eastern, 10 Pacific on CBS, with action in the WNBA between Washington and Dallas. Then at 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific, you got big names like Koepka, DeChambeau, Dustin Johnson competing at the Travelers. Then primetime at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, it's another superstar Saturday night with racing under the lights at the Camping World SRX Series. All of that the same day. All of that is Saturday on CBS. All right, so some reaction to the smack-off player profile of the defending champ. Wells writes, golden ticket guys get choppered while Left makes smack-off calls from a chopper. Dude changed the game so much, he even has his own rule. You never know what he will do next. Yeah, thanks, Wells. Thanks for saying exactly what I said, just not nearly as well. That is the point, though. Hey, Rome, we think that Left's wins were deserved and totally legit. Thanks. The Lakers in the bubble. Brad in Wisco, non-Illinois fan. Rome, Left is a good caller. You made your point. But this guy is so unlikable, so pretentious, such a pompous a-hole that you cannot root for this guy. He is the jungle's A-Rod. He is not a rival with Brad. He does not hate Brad. They wear matching friendship bracelets and slide into each other's DMs right after the event. He sounds just like Brad. Brad is his damn idol. CJ in the Bay. CJ inserting himself into this. Problem is, he's been choppered twice this season. Hey, CJ, my man, you're running out of time to get a record-breaking third golden ticket in one smack-off season. CJ, that email right there is not going to get it either. You got to get on the phone, make a phone call, and get a third golden ticket. Get the chopper hat trick. And then lose that one and go for the chopper sombrero. Nobody's ever had a chopper hat trick. That'd be pretty cool. Jaime, if you like prop comics, then you like Left. Wore the B.I.C. Unwore Gallagher. Stephen S.A., you make it sound like Left's up in here taking sledgehammers to watermelons. No, man, the guy, quote, if it were as simple as just dropping a gimmick or two, then people would do it every single year and they'd win. The guy is so much more than that. And to me, you can make your choice. Either you're a BIC, you're Team BIC or Team Left. Me as the host, I love both these guys because they both bring something really unique to it. What's not to love, all right? These two guys have won the last six. D-Rod in the 925. Just because you think Left is good doesn't make it true. Jim, dude is ass. Listen, I understand a lot of you hate this guy's guts. I understand that a lot of people hate Brad's guts. I understand that a lot of you hate just to hate. I'm telling you, you can't do what either of these guys do. These are two really different dudes, and they bring something totally different to it. And they win in different ways. And they make the event that much better and that much bigger. They make the event what it is. The most important day of the year on the program. So who you got? Brad or Lef? Or do you think somebody else is going to rise up and rip it from them both? I never know what's going to happen that day. This is why I show up and why we've done this now, or will have done this 27 years in a row, because I never know exactly what's going to happen, especially when it comes to Lef. Anybody else? 1-800-636-8686. Last time this guy came in, it went pretty disastrously. In fact, I don't want to even reset what he tried to say. It just ended disastrously. But I'm here to give him another shot, especially since he's from Pacific Beach, one of my favorite beach towns. Will in PB. Hey, Will, how are you?
Yo, Romy. San Diego's been bumping between the Padres' ass beating of the Dodgers and Bryson DeChambeau melting away like the liquid cheese curds on Caleb from Green Bay's double chin. Hey, Stucknut, go ahead and go shove those smack-off odds up your ass, too. Leave the wagering to the big head, who likes writing out his bets with green children alphabet magnets on his cranium. Jimmy, the other day you ran Kim in Sacramento because you were saving her from embarrassment from beta alphas like Lef and BIC. Romy, the difference between these sissy clones and I is that I actually have the stones to call out the jungle's dung beetles, like Rick, who sounds like he's getting castrated by an Eskimo, or the Kavlan Asian who spent all of his stimulus money on Equate hair growth from Walmart, or the BICs of the jungle. Brad's just whimpering because he can't feast on the low-hanging fruit that is fantasizing on air over Star Napier's augmented body or verbally undressing Grant in front of millions of listeners.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that. All right, so this time, Will, you got run for something totally different. Last time, you got run for saying something really egregious. This time, you got run for just being terrible. Just wasn't good enough. You know, not good enough even in a non-smack-off season, but especially not good enough during smack-off season when there's a magnifying glass on every call that's made. If you want a golden ticket, this is what a golden ticket holder sounds like. If you aspire to rip a golden ticket, you need to have something. You need to bring something to it. This is what a golden ticket recipient sounds like. We go to Paul's dog. Hello, Paul's dog.
Hello, Rim Room. Race with a rolling biscuit. It was rummy. I ate it. Will I have another one, please? Who's a good boy? I am. I'm a good boy. Roar, Mutt and Array. Roar, Reese and Indy. Rough me, rhyme out.
Don't do it, Albie. Racket, no.
You don't like that call.
He said, rock me, I'm out. So I said, do it. Rack him, he's out. Let's reverse that decision right there, Alvin. I know it's your decision, and I've given you the autonomy to make that call, and I've put the hammer in your hand, and I don't have a button here on my desk. But I did not want to run him. I wanted to rack him. There's a reason why the dog has a golden ticket.
Rack him!
Concise, tight smack like that. That dog does what I've always asked all of you to do if you want to be great. Set it up, knock it down. Set it up, knock it down. Set it up, knock it down. Get the hell out. The dog understands. That's why the dog has a golden ticket. That's why the dog probably will be on the air come Friday. What I need from you is a reverse manual buzzer. Reverse that run job. Bet you've never heard that before. Do you know why you've never heard that before? Because Alvin almost never, ever makes a mistake. Alvin made a mistake right there. When I said, Alvin, what are you waiting for? And I meant rack him, but he didn't. He ran him. So me being who I am, the guy who decides ultimately what happens here, we have to reverse that decision. Alvin, one more time, for those who may have missed it, there's the LT Hammer, and then there's the reverse of the LT Hammer. What is it? That's strong. All right, so anybody else? By now, with 3 days to go, you know exactly what you need to do. You know exactly what I'm looking for. You have your telephone number. Let's go. Let's get this thing. Phone lines are still open, and they will be until the final segment where I've got Pierre McGuire. You know, we're talking some hockey with him. One more telephone number for you. If you want to practice, or maybe you want to get loose, maybe you want to take some chances, maybe you want to say something that you can never say on this show, but you can see on my podcast, here is another phone number for you. 949-385-0447. 949-385-0447. Make that call. It might surprise you. Sometimes late at night, when I'm prepping, I'll pick up that phone. It's like my jungle burner phone. And people are like, Rome, no way. I'm like, yeah, yo, what's up? Who is this? 949-385-0447. Let's get you to a sports update. Here you go.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Listen up, clones. Not all beef jerky is the same. Old Trapper's original old-fashioned teriyaki, hot and spicy and peppered, all come in 4-ounce bags so you can sample different flavors to find out what's best for you. Ask for Old Trapper by name because no other jerky compares Old Trapper with your beef. Honestly, I don't remember the last time we had a piece of sound that generated the kind of response we're getting right now. Everybody loved the reverse manual buzzer. And ordinarily, I would start to run right through that. The only reason I would not do that is if something even more significant were in front of me. And I think there is. Although that sound generated a greater reaction than any sound that we've had in quite some time. However, we had a player profile on the defending champ. He won it in 16. He won it in 17. He won it last year. He will be back to defend on Friday. He's calling right now. He is the Laguna Beach Bully. Lef. Excuse me, champ. What's cracking? What's up?
Jimmy, how are you, man?
Good. How you doing, Lef?
Good. Happy Smack Off Week. Yeah, that reverse buzzer is literally the best thing I've ever heard in my entire life. It sounds like a K-pop song. But hey, I just wanted to thank you for the back-to-back Smack Off player profiles. Obviously, mine today. I forgot about half of that stuff. That was awesome. But even better than today was my starring role in Brad and Corona's profile yesterday. I was all over that thing, jumping routes. Brad, every time Jim said you're a great caller, was tagged with, yeah, but left. Bro, I'm everywhere. I'm in your profile. I'm in your head. When you're not home, I'm in your bed. Jimmy, seriously, you can't deny the hardware Brad has stacked, though. But let's add another one from yesterday. Best supporting role in his own Smack Off player profile. In all honesty, though, I thought Brad's profile was really well done. It depicted everything Brad's done really well in the jungle, mainly lining that body bag with the worst collars this show's ever seen. Let's see, you absolutely murdered Matt in L.A. by calling him fat, which is groundbreaking. You toe-tagged both the Canadians who Rome invented 11th and 12th place for in the Smack-Off. Then there's Ray Ray in Tampa, Silk. I mean, I can go on and on. You're like Ben Simmons, dude. You're afraid to take the big shot. I just can't wait for Friday when Brad inhumanely euthanizes Paul's dog, he mummifies Ashley in Nebraska, and organizes a public hanging of Kim in Sacramento. Anyways, Jimmy, before I go, I like to keep my Smack-Off calls high level. Just needed to get something a little low level off my chest before Friday, if you don't mind. So, Alfie, get that reverse manual buzzer ready. Apparently, Rich Flores and Brad and Corona are planning another post-Smack-Off get-together. Jim, I'm not sure if you've ever seen Rich Flores' Twitter handle, but it's at Dick Flowers. I just find that really interesting since I gave both of those things to Brad and Corona's wife the other night.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
Laugh. I don't know, guys. Here's the one thing that could run the Smack off altogether. Not us running out of heat. That clearly is not going to happen. not me losing interest because I love that day. But I'm telling you, at a time where you have to be more careful than ever before, a number of you are getting more out of hand than ever before. Lef, I know you're smart enough to know that something like that's going to get you run the day of. However, coming in here with something like that 3 days before is also really dangerous. You know what? The problem is, one day, one of you is going to do something that's going to get you run not only for that day, but from the show altogether. And then it's not going to be good for anybody. Not for you, not for me, not for the stations, not for the sponsors. And most of all, not for you, man. Don't do that. Don't put me in that position. Don't make me do that, especially to one of the best. Good news is, at least it's not personal. You know, that whole notion of CJ is like, man, these two are boys. I mean, maybe it is a big act. But from the sounds of things, it doesn't sound like the two of them are sliding into each other's DMs. Unless it is a big act. I know this. You can't do that. Not on this show. Now, one day I may have another show. One day I may have another show and I may have another platform and you can do something like that. And even then, I don't know that I would ever approve of that. I just know from where I'm sitting right now, the microphone that I'm spitting into, the cameras that I'm looking into, that ain't all right. Laugh. 1-800-636-8686. Man, how in the world did we go from, I was going to read a bunch of reaction to the reverse manual buzzer to that? Well, they don't call him the Laguna Beach Bully for nothing. Let's go to Sarah T. in Providence. Sarah T., what's going on?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. Warner. Happy birthday to you.
Jim, it's Kurt Warner's birthday. Happy birthday, handsome. Greatest show on turf. Jimmy, he's the greatest beau on earth. And by the way, who is this Brenda? Look at poor Alvin. Alvin, you must be exhausted. Jim, Alvin is still opening his Father's Day presents. Hang in there, Alvin. Jim, unfortunately, I will be unable to attend Friday. All your losers, listeners are probably going to be excited to hear that, but I'll be away. But I do want to wish some good luck to all the callers, especially Mark in Hollywood. I mean, his name even tells a story, doesn't it? I mean, because we're still waiting for him to make a Mark in Hollywood. And Rick in Buffalo, Rick, all this guy does, Jim, is drink and talk about the Goo Goo Dolls. He's got Goo Goo Dolls on the brain. Rick, you need to be more concerned with the gin blossoms on your face. And you know what? Speaking of dead fathers, Jim, I lost my dad 6 years ago. It was awful. I mean, this guy, he actually died in my arms. And, you know, I held him in my arms until the warmth left his body. And I still laughed harder than anything Matt and Van has ever had to say. Hey, lunkhead, Jim's door handle has more life on it than you. And, Jim, speaking of which, my first jungle threesome, did it really have to be with Dan and Matt? Jeez Louise. And you know what, Dan? You could take the camo off now, buddy. Ned Beatty is dead. He ain't coming back.
Wow, Sarah. Racker. Hey, Sarah, what's up? I see you. Sarah T. in Providence. Sarah, you don't need to show up for your smack-off call because that pretty much was it. That was good. Sarah, I may just replay that for your smack-off call. Hey, Sarah, what up? I'm proud of you. I love Sarah T. starting that phone call by going like Marilyn Monroe with a happy birthday shout out to Kurt Warner. 1-800-636-8686. What a segment. This goes back to the reverse buzzer. Jamie in Green Bay tweets, that reverse run job is now the best sound in the jungle. Hit it again. Dave from Berea, the reverse LT is so damn good. At SGM 509, Rome, was that reverse LT hammer or LeBron getting hurt again? Cully R tweets, that was freaking hilarious. I am dying laughing. Wore the reverse manual buzzer. Shiny Baby tweets, Alvin should mess up on purpose occasionally because that reverse ring is straight gold. At Statical Plane tweets, OMG, the finale of the reverse manual buzzer is incredible. I think we found Jim in Fall River's barnyard animal. Listen again.
Category.
Ed Beakley tweets, I thought I was the only one losing it earlier this year until apparently a canine got a golden ticket. Did he say rack me or rough me? Classic. Nick in Duluth supporting Mark in Boston. Quote, fake Paul's dog is the goat. Rome, I can't believe Hawk got deked again by that guy pretending to be Paul's dog. Does he not realize that's a human calling in and not an animal? What a dope. Yours, Mike and Snowbird. Jacob in San Diego. All right, I would reset that, but I don't have time. This is why you need to listen every single day. All right, setting up hour number three, I've got Pierre McGuire in the last segment. Listen, like, I didn't know what was going to happen that segment or even that hour. You never know. Don't go anywhere. Sarah called in. She got racked. Left called in and went left. Dude's a bully, man. And he's dangerous. And it's setting up, isn't it? Is it going to be a match race between those two?
I am dangerous.
You know, imagine a horse race where all of a sudden they're clear of the field. Brad and Lef, or is somebody else going to be in there? We'll find out Friday, hour number three, coming up next.